MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 25, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Free service coming for CATA riders next month. Drivers ignoring school bus safety in the area. Sunny, upper 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:43 p.m. Christian Wade, State House reporter, is writing that regional transit authorities are getting a windfall of state funding to provide free bus rides for passengers. On Thursday, Governor Mara Healey announced the release of $30 million for the state's 15 regional transit authorities, such as the Cape Ann Transportation Authority, to offer free bus service. Under the plan, CATA is getting more than $290,000 in funding, according to the Healey administration. CATA Administrator Felicia Webb said CATA will use the money to provide fare free service from November 29 through December 31, 2025, for all its services except CATA On Demand. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos is reporting that Salem and Peabody school buses were illegally passed an average of 3 times a day in the first 2 months of school this fall, according to new data. The data was collected as part of an ongoing study by Bus Patrol America LLC, a Virginia company that develops technology designed to keep school buses safe. Salem and Peabody are the first 2 communities in the state to collect such data with the company, data they hope will persuade state legislators to legalize the use of stop-arm cameras on buses to track school bus passes and ticket violators. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on MSONewsSports.com. This week, in both shows, we got a New England Football Journal author. That's great stuff. And in the North Shore Sports Desk, we have our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. You do not want to miss it.
On Thursday, Governor Mara Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, Economic Development Secretary Yvonne Hale, and Housing and Livable Community Secretary Ed Augustus announced more than $161 million for 313 grant awards to support local economic development projects in 171 communities across the state. The awards were made through the Community One Stop for Growth, an application portal overseen by the Executive Office of Economic Development. This is Governor Healey.
And so we're really thrilled about this. I think we've got a total of $162 million, 313 projects covering 171 of our great cities and towns.
That's Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll on enhancing quality of life.
I think the governor mentioned some of the impacts these grants are going to have, like amazing to be able to have economic development, housing, the ideas around arts and creative economy, and putting all of those things in a place that builds strong and vibrant communities. But there's a couple other data points that really showcases both the competitiveness that we're going for with these grants and the opportunities. This year, we received 756 applications. I think that's the most we've ever received at one time. So local leaders are on it. They're recognizing, hey, if we have an idea, it can become a reality if we work on putting the pieces together. 510 unique municipalities or organizations with projects in 229 communities. And believe me, when we look at these, we wish we could fund them all. We fund a lot, but think about all the others that we haven't been able to get to, that we hope we can get to next year, continuing to build this strong pipeline for economic development, housing, vibrancy. This was a competitive process, and as the governor mentioned, 171 communities receiving funds, including 40 communities who have never received a one-stop grant before, right?
That's Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. The Massachusetts Down Syndrome Congress has named Cape Ann and North Shore State Senator Bruce Tarr as its 2024 Legislator of the Year. Tarr, a Republican out of Gloucester, was honored with the award by the Congress at its annual Buddy Walk and Family Festival in Wakefield. The award was presented in recognition of Tarr's tireless advocacy for individuals with Down syndrome, autism, and other intellectual disabilities throughout his legislative career. Matt Petrie's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. Salisbury Department of Public Works Director Jamie Tuccolo recently unveiled new detours motorists can expect as drainage work on a multi-year project to rehabilitate the roadway from Salisbury Square to New Hampshire wraps up. Officials have consistently referenced late 2026 or early 2027 as the estimated completion date. And Adam Levine's writing on itemlive.com, the city of Lynn finalized a deal on Thursday to purchase the Eastern Bank Operation headquarters at 195 Market Street. Eastern Bank will remain in the building as a tenant with a reduced footprint for 1 year. The rest of the five-story building will be used by Lynn Public Schools for a variety of purposes, such as relocating the administrative offices from Bennett Street and the Frederick Douglass Collegiate Academy and Early College Program from North Shore Community College. In sports, Revere High School football coach Lou Ciccatelli picked up his 100th coaching win last night as the Patriots beat Malden 24-14. In local football tonight, a key game finds 5-1 Masconomet playing at 4-2 Marblehead. Kickoff at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, St. John's Prep 6-0 plays at 5-1 Catholic Memorial at 1 p.m. Marblehead golfer Marty Ryan has been named the Northeastern Conference Golfer of the Year. Celtics won last night. Bruins lost. It was the Bees' third straight loss. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.